Welcome to No Longer Hopeless. I'm your host, Lane Mercer, co-founder of L&L Ministries. This podcast is a place where you can come to get encouragement and hope restored. We showcase that there's always hope to be found for the right here and right now in the Lord. Let's get started, shall we? Hey there. Hope you're doing okay. Hope things are going all right in your life. I'm glad to have you here at No Longer Hopeless Podcast. If you've not been having a good day or a good life or things just not happening the way you want them to, I'm still glad you're here for No Longer Hopeless Podcast. Everyone deserves the chance to be no longer hopeless. I'm glad to have you along. I hope you had a chance to check out the interview with Officer Jason Feltz from last episode. If you have not, go back and check that out. It's a great episode. I think you'll really benefit from it. I really appreciate getting a chance to sit down with him. That was wonderful. Hey, I was looking at my library and I came across a book that is just a really great book of hope and encouragement. And I've read it a few times and I wanted to pass it on to you guys. And the great thing about this, I mean, it's a great truth, but it's an impressive truth because it was, get this, written in the 1600s. I was doing some math on it. It's, if my math is right, as of the recording of this episode, that puts it at about 322 or 23 years that this was written. And it's still true today. No, I'm not talking about the Bible. That's even before this. But this is just a great book of hope and a great, great lesson that just to grab hold of. I'm going to put a link in the show notes where you can get a hold of this book. And I encourage you to add it to your library as well. What is the book? It's called The Practice of the Presence of God by a man named Brother Lawrence. I'm going to read you a little bit about Brother Lawrence, who he is, just so you have an idea, and also just a quick summary of the book. And as I review these books, as you know, I'm going to read you a small section to kind of whet your appetite on it. So I think it's just really good. I like it a lot. And so I'm just going to read a few things to you, and I will put it in the show notes. So here is about Brother Lawrence, and I'll apologize in advance if I pronounce these names wrong. I'll try to do my best. It says, Brother Lawrence of the Resurrection, he was born 1611 and died 1691, was a lay brother in the Parisian Carmelite order. He taught that our whole purpose is to adore God and to love him without worrying about the rest. While looking at a barren tree one wintry day, 18-year-old Lawrence realized that this tree would blossom once again. He was profoundly moved by God's providence and overcome with love for God. He was not only converted that day, but also forever committed to serving God wholeheartedly. He believed that by accepting God's help and guarding our souls, keeping them in tune with God's will, we can have constant fellowship with the Lord. For decades, he practiced and taught this life-transforming path to God. Brother Lawrence died peacefully at the age of 80. His writings and spiritual advice, as well as a short account of his life, were compiled and published in 1692 as The Practice of the Presence of God, which millions of copies have been sold. Okay, so that's the book I'm going to tell you about. It's called The Practice of the Presence of God, and that gives you a little bit of insight about Brother Lawrence. And here is what the back of the book that I'm going to share with you, at the back of The Practice of the Presence of God. So if you saw this on a shelf, you turn this over, this is what it reads. And I think it's just a great description. So listen to this. Brother Lawrence was a man of humble beginnings who discovered the greatest secret of living in the kingdom of God here on earth. It is the act of practicing the presence of God in one single act that does not end. He often stated that it is God who paints himself in the depths of our soul. We must merely open our heart to receive him in his loving presence. As a humble cook, Brother Lawrence learned an important lesson through each daily chore. The time he spent in communion with the Lord should be the same, whether he was bustling around the kitchen, several people asking questions at the same time, or on his knees in prayer. He learned to cultivate the deep presence of God so thoroughly in his own heart that he was able to joyfully exclaim, I am doing now what I'll do for all eternity. I am blessing God, praising him, adoring him, and loving him with all of my heart. This unparalleled classic has given both blessing and instruction to those who can be content with nothing less than knowing God in all his majesty and feeling his loving presence throughout each simple day. So anyway, it's a pretty neat description. Did you catch that? There's a couple of quotes that they said right off the bat. I really love this last one. It said, "I'm doing now what I'll be doing for all eternity. I'm blessing God, praising him, adoring him, and loving him with all of my heart." Well, that's a great place to be. That's something we should easily strive for. So I want to read to you a small section of the book, and its titles are, they're a number of letters. So I'm going to read 11th letter, 12th letter, and 13th letter. And they're small letters, and this is some pages. Well, my book just closed, so just a moment. It's page 49 through, 51. Sorry, my book dropped as I'm reading this. I'm trying to make sure I have it right. So 49 through 54. So here we go. It says, "Dear friend, since you are so seriously interested in knowing how I attain the ability God granted me to dwell in his presence, I will try to explain it, but I must ask you not to show my letter to anyone. If I thought you were going to let someone else read it, I would not discuss the matter, despite all of my desires for your spiritual growth. Although I have found several books describing how to know God and how to mature spiritually, I believed that they would only serve to confuse the soul. What I wanted was simply to belong totally to God. So I decided to give everything I could in order to attain the greatest blessing in return, knowing him. I gave myself completely to God, accepting his forgiveness of my sin, after which I renounced everything that would offend him. I began to live as if there were no one but God and myself in the world. Sometimes I thought of myself as a criminal, standing before him, my judge. At other times, I regarded him as my father. I tried to keep my heart in this father-child relationship as much as I could, adoring him there. I held my spirit in his holy presence, recalling it wherever it went astray. This exercise was rather difficult, yet I was able to continue it without being disturbed when I was involuntarily distracted. It occupied as much time during my regular working day as it did my prayer time. At all times, every hour, and every minute, I drove everything out of my spirit that might take me from the thought of God. This has been my everyday routine since I began my walk with the Lord. Although sometimes I practice it timidly with a great many mistakes, I'm quite blessed by it. This has to be due to the great goodness and mercy of my God. We can indeed do nothing without him, which is truer for me than probably for others. But when we faithfully keep ourselves in his holy presence and always remember that he is before us and we avoid offending him, at least voluntarily, that we may take the holy liberty of asking him for the grace we need. By continuing this practice of his presence, he becomes more familiar to us, and his presence becomes a natural thing. Thank God for his goodness to us." So here's the next letter. These letters are pretty short, but very powerful. So I wanted to get these into you to think about them. Here's 12th letter. "Hello, friend. Take courage. God often allows us to go through difficulties to purify our souls and to teach us to rely on him more, according to 1 Peter 1, 6 through 7. So offer him your problems unceasingly. Ask him for the strength to overcome them. Talk to him often. Forget him as seldom as possible. Praise him. When the difficulties are at their worst, go to him humbly and lovingly, as a child goes to a loving father, and ask for the help you need from his grace. I will support you with my humble prayers. God has various ways of drawing us to him, but sometimes he hides from us. In those times, the sole support of our confidence must be our faith, which must totally be in God. Such faith will not fail. Remember that God never leaves us unless we go away first. We should be careful never to separate ourselves from his presence. We must dwell with him always. Let us live with him now and die with him when our time is at hand. Pray to him for me, and I will for you. I remain yours in our Lord. So that was that letter. And so here's the last letter I'm going to read to you. There are several letters in here, but I just wanted to share these three. So here's the 13th letter. Here we go. Dear friend, I cannot thank God enough for the way he has begun to deliver you from your trial. God knows very well what we need and that all he does for our good. If we knew how much he loves us, we would always be ready to face life, both its pleasures and its troubles. You know, the difficulties of life do not have to be unbearable. It is the way that we look at them, through faith or unbelief. We must be convinced that our Father is full of love for us and that he only permits trials to come our way for our own good. Let us occupy ourselves entirely in knowing God. The more we know him, the more we will desire to know him. As love increases with knowledge, the more we know God, the more we will truly love him. And we will learn to love him equally in times of distress and in times of great joy. Although we seek and love God because of the blessings he has given us and for those he may give us in the future, let us not stop there. These blessings, as great as they are, will never carry us near to him as a simple act of faith does in a time in need of trouble. Let us look to God with these eyes of faith. He is within us. We don't need to seek him elsewhere. We have only ourselves to blame if we turn from God, occupying ourselves instead with the trifles of life. In the Lord's patience, he endures our weakness. But just think of the price we pay by being separated from his presence. Once and for all, let us begin to be his entirely. Let us banish from our hearts and soul all that does not reflect Jesus. Let us ask him for the grace to do this so that he alone might rule in our hearts. I must confide in you, my dear friend, that I hope in his grace that I will see him in a few days. Let us pray to him for one another. And at the end of that, there's a little side note I thought was very interesting. It reads, Brother Lawrence passed from this life into the next just a few days after penning this letter on February 12th, 1691, to dwell fully in the presence of his God. And it goes on. That's about the middle of the book. And it's not a big book. It wouldn't take long to go through it. But there's so much wealth of just hope and encouragement and love and just a direction for your life. So I encourage you, get this book, put it in your library. I'm going to link it in the show notes. I think it's very doable to get for you. This is a great, great thing to practice the presence of God, to be even more aware. And did you get that? That this book was published in 1692. Amazing. Here we are 330 something years later. And those words that I shared with you are just as impactful and just as important. So I encourage you, get this book. I think it's going to be a great addition to your library with some of the other books I've reviewed on this podcast. And if there's anything in here that you found to be encouraging, that you found to be strengthening to you, hey, do me a favor and pass it on. Tell others about it. Share the podcast. Listen, I can get No Longer Hopeless out to you, but I need you to get the message of No Longer Hopeless out to others. Like, share, subscribe. It really helps us with the algorithms, getting the word out there. Thank you so much for listening, and let's see what happens next time. That wraps up this episode of No Longer Hopeless. If you found this to be an encouragement to you, then please subscribe so not to miss out when another goes out. If you can think of anyone who might benefit from this podcast, then I ask that you please share it. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Facebook by searching for LNL Ministries, or you can email us at nolongerhopelesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, as long as you have breath within you, then you can still have the chance to be no longer hopeless.